Hello, and welcome to today's Sterling Commerce webcast, Simplify B2B File-Based Transactions by Moving to the Cloud. All listeners are currently in listen-only mode and will remain so throughout the webcast. At any time, you may submit your questions via the chat window on your screen. I'm Stephanie Rulo, and I'm pleased to host today's session and to introduce our speakers, Mr. Matt Busey, Product Marketing Manager, and Mr. Dan Davis, Product Manager, IBM Sterling B2B Services. Before we get underway, I want to emphasize we'll be addressing your questions at the end of the presentation portion of this webcast. You may pose your questions to our presenters via the chat window on your screens at any time. We'll address them before we adjourn. If time runs out before we can get to all of them, we'll respond to the remaining questions via email. Our speakers today are Matt Busey and Dan Davis. Matt is a Product Marketing Manager for IBM Sterling Managed File Transfer for Sterling Commerce. He has 11 years of experience in both the wireless telecommunications and B2B software technology fields. He holds a degree in marketing from the University of Kentucky and an MBA in strategy and finance from Ohio State University. His areas of expertise include cloud-based file transfer processes and communications and media, and IBM Sterling Connect Direct. Dan is a member of the IBM Sterling B2B Cloud Services team. He manages a number of as-a-service offerings, including File Transfer Service, Small Partner Enablement Solutions, Swift Service Bureau, Customs Gateway, and our Global Interconnects. Dan has over 20 years of hands-on experience in optimizing corporate EDI investments through trading partner connectivity and enablement solutions. Matt and Dan, the floor is yours.
Thanks, Stephanie, and hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us today in this preview session for a new offering that will be coming to market in June of this year as we IBM Sterling File Transfer Service entitled Moving B2B File Transfers to the Cloud. Walk you through just a quick agenda for today. Spend the next 30 minutes or so. I'm going to start out, again, this is Matt Busey, start out talking a little bit about why we're bringing this to market with a little bit of background information. Then I'll hand it off to Dan, who will go into the actual introduction of what it is and what it does and what it can do for you, IBM Sterling File Transfer Service, and then I'll close it out kind of with a where it fits portfolio view into how it fits into our MFT suite of products as well as the B2B services offerings that IBM Sterling has today. Again, so to start with, I'm just going to help build a little context and introduce you to what many of you, our customers, have been talking to us about for some time and what we've validated with some research, and those are really significant issues with managing large files with your B2B partner community. So to take a look at the highest level, the Dynamic Business Network, and this really enables you to in your customers, partners, and suppliers to connect and communicate in a productive and secure manner. Every company has a dynamic business network. It's necessary in today's global and virtual business climate, and companies rely on positive and consistent interactions with all of their customers and partners and suppliers in order to be successful today. Within this, B2B collaboration really is the ability to automate business processes and as well as securely exchange master data and information between one or more companies. And organizations really depend on file transfer as a basic function in order to facilitate many of these business critical processes, including moving transactions simply between businesses, supporting exchanges in business processes, as well as delivering products in the digital supply chain. However, we want to point out that there are some significant trends that are complicating these processes and really limiting success for many IT organizations. As you work to develop and build out and also maintain your dynamic business network, so I'd like to ask you to think about your company's operations and ask yourself some of the following questions. Are the number of partners that you exchange data with growing or expected to grow in the next, say, 12 to 36 months? Are those files that you exchange with those partners growing in both size or frequency? Will your existing software, your existing processes and systems support that growth? And also, do you struggle to keep up with the changing partner requirements that you see in your community around protocol and other communication standards? Another way to kind of look at this is, are you struggling with managing an efficient IT operation while at the same time balancing a shortage of capital budget and skilled staff either to invest in or simply to manage your B2B file transfer infrastructure and activity? You may also be balancing the high cost to manage and troubleshoot the exchange of that data, as well as the lengthy onboarding of trading partners or new trading partners. And also the limitations in existing systems and processes which may be driving the addition of new unsecured file transfer solutions popping up or rogue FTP installations within your organization that are outside the control of your IT. So if you answered yes to any of these questions or any of these really resonated with you, you may be like a lot of our customers that have been coming to us and talking to us about the cloud for a solution to these problems. So we spent a lot of time, as I mentioned, talking with, but also validating through research, why companies are looking to the cloud for solutions for this exchange of large files with their community. And really the number one thing I'll point out here, and the number one response is that companies are looking for new ways to manage those connections to their partners, really to reduce the burden on internal IT resources. And if you answered yes to some of those questions earlier around growing files and partners and frequency, then this issue will become more of a problem as your partner community evolves. Secondly, the capital budget requirements. Really, the cloud allows you to shift your spend from traditional on-premise software, which may include high upfront capital investment requirements, to an operational expense billed monthly. Another finding is companies are really looking to reduce the time to get new partners online faster, that the IT resources are not able to keep up with the demand at that pace. And also means to support and adapt to your partner requirements as they change, specifically around protocol and other communication standards that you do, in which you do business with your partners. And really, finally, customers are looking to the cloud in order to respond to global trading partner expectations as well as the market conditions due to the highly scalable nature of the cloud or SaaS implementations. This has a direct impact on your capacity planning and helps you grow your business. So as mentioned, IBM will be introducing in June a new offering, IBM Sterling File Transfer Service, which is really designed for our customers to tackle those issues around complexity with regard to file-based interactions with partners. At this point, I'd like to hand it over to Dan Davis, who will get into some of the more details around what the offering is, what it does. Dan?
Thanks, Matt. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for attending this webinar. As you look at this picture, it covers a number of different services that are available in our managed file services suite of products. The item that is exposed clearly on the bottom is our new service, cloud service for B2B file exchange, and as Matt said, it's called the IBM Sterling File Transfer Service. It was announced at Impact in April and going to market in June, as mentioned before. Right now, as it stands, the IBM FTS, I'm going to go ahead and acronym this thing for everybody, FTS is going to stand in the cloud, and it's the only one of our managed file transfer suite of products that is a cloud-based offering today. And what it does is address a number of requests that we've received from customers, and Matt's touched on this, to provide cloud-based file transfer solutions and allow large file movement through the cloud and run it outside of our standard network. And what that means to you, as most of you on this call are either managed services or Sterling Collaboration Network customers. This allows you to start looking at some of the bigger payloads that you would like to be moving through a service that isn't in-house and on-premise that you have to manage every day. It allows you to augment your solutions now and look at the places where you have the best opportunity to either streamline or consolidate a lot of infrastructure and appliance-related challenges that you have. We'll talk about this a little bit later, where you're trying to maintain and manage protocols and different solutions that really aren't in your sweet spot and things that you may not really want to deal with on a day-to-day basis. So by putting this in the cloud, this now gives you the ability to look at some different options within your business. So first thing we're going to take a look at a very high level is some what the file transfer service does. One, it offers you a one-to-many connection. You hear that a lot about the VAN. This one's pretty sweet. Your one connection into FTS will enable you to establish service and connectivity for exchanging these large files with many different partners. So if you've got a diverse community of protocols that you're supporting that are outside of the one or two protocols you have chosen to run your business on, and business demands have forced you to do different things, this will help address those challenges. Your one connection will cross over to any partner on the other side of the exchange, and they're a part of your community. Second point is that FTS supports processing both inbound and outbound files through that connection and mitigates the risks and issues that your business and data centers face in having to support all of these different kinds of requirements that are related to both protocols and different trading partner needs for setup and maintenance and management, and perhaps even address some file size issues that you have in your data exchange needs and your file transfer needs. Lastly, on that top row, we're augmenting your need to have to manage numerous partners and all of their individual protocols and perhaps appliances that are associated with those. But another key point here in this service provision is that we also provide the management and support of these partner connections for you. So our FTS team, which is built and composed of skilled IBM personnel, our staff will actually be maintaining this connection for you. We'll take care of your trading partners. If they've got support issues, they'll be able to call into our center as a partner of yours in your community and receive support. And how this is delivered is as a service, so it's in the cloud, in the B2B cloud services solutions that we have. We will provide all of your trading partner setup and support services using our staff, our personnel. That's also available to you, of course, as the customer, but the real key point here again is the partner side of it. We're able to augment your needs now and help manage all of those different partners with their technical needs and questions. And lastly, it's delivered with online real-time visibility and reporting through in-flight data management. And those of you who are customers today, you're already likely familiar with this. So you can sign on to in-flight and take a look at what's happening with your data that's flowing through. Well, now these big files that you want to exchange with your trading partners can be visible there too. So you're beginning to broaden your vision and your desire to consolidate more business and get additional visibility through a single point of access. And we'll take a look at a slide in a moment here. This is really a key factor. Now one dashboard is going to drive you to all of this information and allow you to see what's happening. We'll take a look at that now. So with the service, you're going to have you're going to expand your visibility and governance, your oversight of your B2B file activities. And some things I want to talk about related to the connectivity itself. On the right side of the slide, you see that you can, one, create that single secure connection and reach a number of different partners without the capital expense. And I like to point out when we talk about this particular aspect of the service that if you do have a lot of infrastructure within your data centers and additional appliances that you need to support your diversity and your file exchange services that you support on-premise, you can actually look at perhaps even retiring some of those items out of your data centers and cleaning up your infrastructure as it stands today in the house. The second thing that I want to point out with governance oversight and single connectivity is that you minimize the need for all of these different file transfer solutions. So as a new request hits you, let's say you're not doing any AES2 today, FTP is your chosen protocol. You try or have refused to do anything as a result of that. You avoid having to stand it up if you finally reach the point where the demand is something you can't keep on the back burner anymore and need to address. So you can look to our service and we can handle this for you. We can allow your FTP connection, your SFTP or FTPS connections to connect to an AS2 trading partner or to an HTTPS partner or an OFTP2 partner if you are in the automotive industry. That may be of particular interest to you now. Also, as Matt had pointed out very well in the earlier part of the presentation, you're now able to meet the growth and demand for file transfer activity much more quickly. So it adds a great deal of agility to your organization's ability to react. And again, the last point, it minimizes the need for you to add staff or train staff to do new things or add additional workload onto their backs. They're probably already pretty darn busy. To bring up another 200 trading partners on a new protocol is probably not real high on your list for investing your hard-earned capital in terms of infrastructure and resources. We can take care of that for you. We can augment that need for you now. With this service, like I said, you get the in-flight data management tool. It's online, real time. You get monitoring, tracking, and reporting. This is the front screen you land on. The only thing I'll point out on this is that the lines that you see in the lower part of that screen are presented through the filters on the top. Since most of you may be familiar with InFlight, in every instance where you stand up FTS, if you join us to do this, we'll ask you to set up a unique business alias for file transfer service. That'll consolidate your view of all of your FTS activity. You'll see your activity day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute on here. And on the more info icon on the right side, when you click on that, you can drill down and review your file transfer activity. And based on the stoplight on the left, you'll be able to know whether you need to do something about a file that's been in limbo or transit for more than the allowed period of time that you want it to be in. And click in and see what you need to do to remedy that issue. You'll see visibility all the way through delivery. If it's a file sent to you, you'll be able to see when it came in and when you picked it up. So just to cover a few of the value proposition aspects of this for you, I think we've covered this very well. We can help you reduce operational and infrastructure costs. We can reduce the capital expense that you may need to make in software and infrastructure. We also can offload the trading partner onboarding setup and support activities that come along with creating direct exchange capabilities with your partners. And at the same time, simplify your B2B file transfer processes through consolidating all of this different infrastructure, these servers, et cetera, into one pipe now that connects into the cloud to manage your file transfer needs. Again, as I said, you can be filling a gap or you can start augmenting your services through the cloud now. And the last point is growing your business. If there's different types of requests you've gotten from customers or things that you haven't wanted to approach with some of your trading partners that you'd like to trade with, we now give you the agility to do that. You can grow your business without having to add additional infrastructure, appliances, and staff to meet the growing needs that your trading partners have and respond to new or aging business demand that you haven't addressed with a great deal of agility. And as the demand grows, we can scale up with you if you need to broaden your service needs. Well, that's about it for me on this. I'm going to hand it back over to Matt until we get into the Q&A process.
Okay, thanks, Dan. This third and final section here, just want to spend a few minutes talking through really how this new offering fits in the context of our broader solutions. So you may be looking at it from, I'm already a Sterling Collaboration Network customer or managed services customer. You might also have some MFT software as well. So this hopefully just gives you an understanding of where that really fits in and how it complements our other offerings that we do have. So again, in the context of the MFT suite, the new IBM Managed File Transfer suite, with this new offering, it's really now provides us more of a choice, or provides you, our customer, more of a choice of on-premise, cloud, or hybrid solutions, and really so that you can evolve your file transfer environment according to how you need. There are a lot of products listed on here. You may be familiar with some or all of them, but in the context of B2B large file exchanges, I'm just going to touch for a moment on three of them. The first one being Sterling Connect Direct, one of our most successful products. It's really the B2B point-to-point use case. It's also for internal use as well. It's used both internally and in the B2B environment. It's on-premise software controlled 100% by IT. A license of it is located on both ends of the communication, whether it be internal communications or a license at your partner. It's really designed for high volume, extremely large files, and has a broad platform availability, and is really certified for security, and also includes customizable encryption. The second one, Sterling File Gateway, it's a gateway solution for B2B transfers. It's a one-to-many connectivity use case. Unlike Connect Direct, which is point-to-point, Sterling File Gateway is also on-premise software and controlled by IT. However, there's many tools that allow line of business to help them add new partners and manage transfers as well. It supports any format, any protocol, any size file transfer, as well as file transformation services. And it includes things like web portal for partner self-service and also the wizards and tools for adding new partners to the line of business can expedite those processes. And then obviously the newest offering that we're talking about today, Sterling File Transfer Service, is also the one-to-many connectivity. However, it's a cloud service, so there's minimal impact on your IT, supports multiple formats, multiple protocols, and protocol conversions, as Dan detailed. And it also includes outsourced services for adding new partners and partner community support. So it really complements what we already have in the software side for B2B file exchanges. And and again, as I just mentioned, MFT software has traditionally been on-premise, and with the introduction of file transfer service, you now have an alternative to the on-premise for that B2B use case. Now customers can choose to manage all file transfers themselves with on-premise software, or customers can choose to manage all B2B file transfers in the cloud and offload that responsibility from their IT. Or as Gartner as Gartner's supports is saying, a very common theme moving forward is that customers can choose to combine on-premise as well as cloud for the movement of file activity. An example of this, a simple example could be using Connect Direct for your high volumes with your small number of key partners and using file transfer service really to manage the balance of your B2B partner community. So now I just wanted to take a couple minutes and kind of look at it in the context of the Sterling B2B services. This new offering, Sterling File Transfer Service, really fills a void in the portfolio by introducing, as Dan mentioned, a cloud service for that large file exchange and also to manage the partners and those partner connections. Many of you are Sterling Collaboration Network customers or managed services customers, and this new release builds on those core services and provides you an option to look at replacing what you might be doing today with FTP or other homegrown solutions in order to handle the movement of those large files with your community. And what this really means to you as customers is that the Sterling File Transfer Service, it works alone as a standalone offering for file transactions, but it also does complement the existing offerings. Sterling B2B Cloud Services collectively delivers integration services in the cloud, management of trading partner connections, visibility into file processes, B2B relationships, transactions. It supports multiple formats, multiple protocols with protocol conversion, and is also provides outsourced services for adding new partners and partner community support. So that's what's available today. What's going to be available with Sterling File Transfer Service is the ability to send large multi-gigabyte files via the cloud, really without the processing overhead associated with EDI transactions. You could look at this as a transport service layer. It's easy to purchase, easy to set up for file movement only. If customers desire more value-added services on top of it, that would be part of something included in the managed services portfolio. It can handle that as an add-on to it as well. So before we close things up, I want to thank everybody for joining us today. We're going to be taking your questions shortly. Again, this is a preview session to a new offering that will be available in June. And I encourage you after this to reach out to either Dan or myself if you have further questions. And hopefully you were able to get a basic understanding for what it is and how it might fit in. And if you're interested in exploring it in more detail, please contact your account representative, and they can set up more of a detailed look into your unique environment and how this might actually fit in and complement what you currently have as part of your engagement with us at IBM Sterling. So thank you again, and Stephanie, we can open it up for questions.
Thank you, Matt. For the Q&A portion of today's webcast, Matt and Dan will be answering your questions. Before we turn to answering questions, let me remind those of you who haven't yet submitted your question, you may do so by typing your question in the chat window on your screen and then clicking on the send button. If time runs out before we can get to all of the questions, we'll respond to remaining questions via email. We have now received some questions, so we'll turn to those first. Our first question asks, what types of data or files would I transmit via this new offering that I can't currently do with my VAN provider or existing file transfer software?
I'll take that one, Stephanie. This is Dan. Your payload can be anything that you want at this point in time. You can go ahead and transfer. If you're an EDI user in particular, there are some different transactions that are prohibitively expensive to process through a network, and you just flat out try to avoid doing them or don't exchange things like point of sale data in mass updates just due to the sheer volume. These are something that you can begin to look at in terms of use with the file transfer service, and it's ideally suited for handling such large payloads. You may have a number of disparate connections with a number of different banks, each one individual, and you're transferring files with them today. You could look at consolidating all of those financial transactions into the file transfer service, and we can be one point of access and stand up all of your banking relationships on the other side of the service. Other things that you can look at, I've talked to a number of customers recently who have various HIPAA needs. They're sending a lot of HIPAA data or are being asked to through point-to-point connections. You can bundle those up into a payload and exchange those with your various healthcare providers or payroll files that you're exchanging with payroll services or other examples. Pretty much anything that you need to pack into a file, CAD/CAM drawings or large bulk volume data, are the things that you can start looking at. So it now expands your capability to use Collaboration Network for other purposes now.
Okay, our next question asks, are there capabilities for receiving multiple format files from different customers to be converted to a single format for end-use processing through these services?
Well, this is Dan. I'm digesting that for a second. We don't do any kind of conversion in the network. This one of the things that I've been describing this service as when I am meeting with customers and talking to them about this, and I'm getting more and more of these meetings set up. So if you want to talk about this more, feel free to set up some time through your account exec. Your trading partners or customers in the context of this question can be loaded into a file payload. This is really a lean and mean basic service. We'll just pass that payload on to you, and you in turn can open it up and do anything you want with the contents. If you want to add levels of service into the file transfer service like that, that can be done, but it steps it outside of the bounds of our no frills file transfer service. This is really geared to just get a file and move it through, receive a file, move it to you. That's what the purpose of this service is.
Okay, our next question asks, will this be hosted along with the Sterling Integrator Suite?
This is Dan again, I'll take that one. No, it's not hosted. It's not hosted in the suite. That would be, if I'm reading this right, you'd be managing that yourself as a Sterling Integrator user, and it would be an on-premise solution. But let's say you're using SI for your connectivity needs, and in some of my earlier examples, I talked about you having FTP as your chosen protocol, and you've got other customers or trading partners, suppliers that want you to do AS2 with them, and you don't want to invoke that service. You don't want to start using it. Through Sterling Integrator, you would be able to connect to this service and using your one connection to this service, channel different payloads in and out of the service as you need to. I don't know if I'm addressing your question exactly, but please go ahead and send a follow-up if you need some more information. We can dive into it deeper.
Okay, our next question asks, we use Gendron for EDI and GIS for AS2 only. We have to purchase and install certificates. If we use FTS, can we just drop the EDI file somewhere and FTS will send the file to the customer? Then we don't have to maintain the certificates for us and our customers.
This is Dan again. Yes, if you have any payload can be passed through here. It's a one-to-one relationship, remember. So when you're When you have individual transactional needs and you want non-repudiation at the transaction level, that's something you need to keep in mind when you start talking about various payloads. So if you're talking about POs, invoices, remittance advices, advanced ship notices, you have change orders that you really do want traceability on, they may not be the ideal payload. I don't know. That's a business decision for you. But you can't send a full load of many EDI transactions in one bundle and give it to this service, get it to multiple partners. It goes from you to partner A, another file goes from you to partner B, another file goes to partner C. You bundled everything up in this in one big blob, everything would go to whomever you pointed to in the connection for your AS2 to perhaps their FTP. So it's a one-to-one relationship. As far as certificates, yeah, we provide the certificate management within the cloud here for you.
Our next question asks, is the file and content within the file going to show up in document tracking?
This is Dan again. I'll take that one. No, it isn't. The file is running, your file is running outside of Sterling Collaboration Network where document tracking resides. The only thing you'll be able to see is the movement of that file into the service by you, the fact that it is in the service and has been delivered or picked up, delivered to or picked up by your trading partner on the other side. It's a very streamlined fundamental service and it's running completely outside of the van, so you don't have visibility within the normal van tools.
Our next question asks, what kind of data would I consider sending via file transfer service?
I think we kind of covered that before, but I think if you think back to what we talked about, it could be large payloads that you've really been concerned about sending through the network. In fact, the cost of sending stuff like point of sale updates, for instance, you've just decided that's too expensive. You could look at doing that now through the file transfer service. You could load those. I think one fellow or gal asked a little while ago, can I do EDI transactions? And there you could load them in as EDI transactions into a folder. And Danco, the big box retailer here, can send Matco, one of my key suppliers, daily, weekly, or monthly updates of point of sale, which are humongous. I do millions of transactions a day, and a lot of those are mats. I can get them to them now very economically. You can put anything in there, anything you can stuff in a file, you can send. Pictures of grandma, the dogs, cab drawings, you name it. As long as it fits in a file and you can move it through the service.
Okay, our next question asks, what is the largest file that has been processed through FTS?
We have the largest file to date that has been processed through that I'm aware of, and I'm trying to monitor this frequently, is 5 gigabytes. And the protocols have been tested up to 10 gigabytes.
Okay, I just wanted to remind everyone that they can submit their questions via the chat window on their screen and clicking on the send button. So we'll wait a couple minutes for some more questions to come in. But in the meantime, Matt and Dan, is there anything you'd like to add?
This is Dan. No, I just want to tell everyone thank you very much for joining.
Great, we'll give it a couple more minutes. And just to let everyone know that we have recorded this session and you'll be receiving an email with a link to the archived webcast so you can watch this again if there were some pieces of information from Matt and Dan that you wanted to revisit. And it looks like we have another question that's come in. That question asks, when FTS is installed, does it require a database to work with it?
This is Dan again. No, it doesn't. Really, all this is a connection from you to us. So if, again, I hate to keep beating up on FTP, but that's normally the connection of choice that we see coming into the network, both for network connectivity and for some other services that do enable some point-to-point connectivity. It's your FTP connection that's established with us. All you do is sign up for the service. We onboard you with FTP or SFTP, et cetera, onto the service, and you now have a pipe into the service. You pick the size of community you want, and you tell us who the members are, and we'll onboard those members. And that's all you need. Then the minute you start sending those payloads through your FTP connection to us, we will pass them on to the trading partner on the other side of the service, and they'll receive it in the protocol that they use. So you don't have to install anything. All you need to do is establish your connection to the service. That's it.
All right, and it looks like that is it for questions, so we'll go ahead and wrap this up. I want to thank everyone for submitting their questions. And I'd like to thank today's speakers, Mr. Matt Busey, Product Marketing Manager, and Mr. Dan Davis, Product Manager, IBM Sterling B2B Services. I'd also like to thank each of you for joining us for this session. We hope it was helpful, and we look forward to working with you again in the very near future. I'm Stephanie. Thank you, and have a good day.
This concludes today's call. Thank you for participating. You may disconnect at this time. Speakers, please stand by for just a moment.